I want to end up with this segment. We had a great time talking about a lot of different things. We gave you some tips for dealing with insurance companies, some tips dealing with aging parents and moving them and so forth. And I want to just end up on this because part of what we do here is also to strengthen on the heart level and to affirm you and what's going on with you just under your, in your core and your heart level. I mean, I can deal with insurance companies. I can deal with doing the laundry that comes with being a caregiver. I can deal with, you know, moving around stuff and all that kind of stuff. These are episodic events, but the daily grind on your heart is what's hard. And let me shift gears for you just a second. Most of you who are regular listeners to this show know that I have a niece that has cerebral palsy. She was born with this, and she's basically like a toddler, maybe not even quite a two-year-old, but she'll be 27 years old next month. Now, I want you to think about the magnitude of caring for somebody with that level of impairment for now 27 years. And you have two guys in the same family. My brother and I are both caregivers for each of us well over a quarter of a century now, a piece. That's highly unusual. And I've learned a few things on watching Kelsey and watching my brother and my sister-in-law as they've done these things, and just tremendous individuals. When I go home to visit my folks and we all get together at mom and dad's house, and Kelsey comes over with my brother and his wife, and she's got just a wonderful little personality. And again, she's almost like an 18-month-old, I guess is what Richard says. And I'll sit at the piano and I'll play. And she loves to listen to me play. But what I've started doing lately is I'll grab her hand. Gently, I don't grab her hand. I just take her hand, and I will hold my hand over her index finger, and I'll let her play the melody while I play the rest of the song, and I'll guide her as I'm playing the accompaniment and so forth. And she's in her wheelchair; she's kind of has to be strapped in, so I kind of reach around there. And she has palsy, so her arms get real spastic and they tighten up and they don't move very well. So it's a little bit of work to do that, and I'm holding my hand over her index finger and helping her plunk out the melody as I play with my left hand to accompany her. Now, the music is coming from me, but she gets to participate in this, and the joy that I see on her face is extraordinary because she has this way. She won't look at you directly in the eyes for the most part, or she does, it kind of looks off a little bit. But she just opens her mouth and smiles really, really big. She just loves it. It's just incredibly delightful to her. And then what it does to my brother and his wife and my whole family to watch this, to watch her engage like this. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, sometimes we caregivers feel so limited, so paralyzed, so distraught and dismayed or cut off from things and so forth. But we are invited by our Savior to participate in life in a way that we may not expect. And when we allow Him to put His hand on us and move us to play that melody and the music that he plays, it's extraordinary. If I play by myself and I'm playing the song, yes, I can play it very well and it'll sound very lovely, but it has so much more meaning when I'm holding the hand of my niece and giving her an opportunity to engage in that music as well. If I can do that as a flawed, sinful man with a niece with cerebral palsy, how much more so does our Savior do with us? It's His music. He invites us to participate, and others around get caught up in it when we do. So if you're feeling this way today, if you are feeling so limited, so distraught, so frustrated, I would ask that you keep that story in your mind, and I would ask that you just if you wouldn't mind, take a leap of faith that what I'm saying has merit. I've been a caregiver for a long time. I've been taking care of somebody who hurts for a long time. I've been wrestling with these issues for a very, very, very long time. And yet I've seen things that when I stop struggling with it, when I stop trying to force issues and allow myself to engage with God in a way that maybe I didn't expect earlier, I watch the music then come out And I get to participate in that. And I get to join with something that's extraordinary. And I find that I see things in a way that I would have never seen before. And other people are blessed as they watch it. That's how I even got on the air in the first place. I had no idea I was ever going to do a show for caregivers. And yet here I am. Because I was willing to let my Savior put his hand over my malformed heart and broken heart and use me in a way that makes music that is worth listening to. Yeah, the music's coming from him, but I get to play a part in it. And that is very cool. And I'm telling you that the same invitation is there for you. And I know you're brokenhearted. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. Gosh, I feel like I'm going to go into a Bob Seger song. I know your plans don't include me. But, you know, I know you're – but it's – I know these things.
You know it's late.
I know it's late. But I'm asking you to take a leap of faith on this. I'm asking you to think, you know what? Maybe there's an opportunity for you to engage in music that you can't even imagine. In a story that is beyond your understanding at this point. Things are happening. Trust him with it. We got more to talk about next time. And there's also more to see at standingwithhope.com. Standing with Hope is the company that sponsors this show. You want to see more? Go out and take a look at it. Standing with Hope. You could help send our prosthetic team over to Africa next month to put limbs on amputees. What a way to join the song. Standingwithhope.com. Why don't you just right now go to Standing with Hope. See what you think. Look at what God does with broken lives that trust him with that brokenness. Go look at it. Don't take my word for it. Go look at it. It's standingwithhope.com, and you will see an extraordinary story. It's not my music. It's not my story. We just get to be a part of it. And I'm glad that you are part of today's show. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for letting me come and just spend a little time with you. And I will see you next week. This is Peter Rosenberger. We'll see you next time.
For more information, visit standingwithhope.com.